You are listening to KMUN 91.9 FM Astoria and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM. The time is 9:30 a.m. and the show is After Deadline, which brings the news, newsmakers, events, arts, trends, and people of Oregon's North Coast and Washington's South Coast to the radio airwaves. Good morning. I'm Michael Briquette, editor of the North Coast Citizen and Cannon Beach Citizen newspapers, and your host for this morning's edition. On April 22nd, 1970, the very first Earth Day, more than 20 million joined in demonstrations across the United States. Colleges organized teach-ins to draw attention to the pressing environmental issues of air and water pollution. A part of New York City's Fifth Avenue was shut down to accommodate the marching crowds. Congress recessed so that members could join the day's activities. Organizers at the time said it was the largest national protest in U.S. history. 40 years later, the tone of the protest has changed, but its voice is stronger and more determined than ever. Earth Day organizers say that yesterday about 1 billion people worldwide took part in the International Day of Environmental Awareness. Now, just about everywhere else on the planet, Earth Day ended exactly about 9.5 hours ago. But the observance is just beginning in Cannon Beach, where the planet-friendly event has been redubbed the 12 Days of Earth Day and will continue through another of the city's biggest annual shindigs next weekend's Spring Unveiling Arts Festival. The whole shebang won't end until the evening of Sunday, May 2nd. What drove the decision to expand Earth Day times 12 in Cannon Beach? And what drives this city's residents and leaders to consistently improve upon their own highly respected reputation as supporters of all things green? Well, over the next 28 minutes, we'll get answers to those questions, and I'm guessing many more, from my three guests. Let me offer a warm After Deadline welcome to Ed Johnson, a longtime organizer of Cannon Beach's Earth Day celebration, Jeff Jewell, executive director of the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce, and Valerie Ryan, owner of the Cannon Beach Book Company and beloved columnist for the Cannon Beach Citizen newspaper. You're looking mighty fine today.
Who, me?
No, Ed.
thank you. First, I would like to thank you, Michael, for making me a part of this morning's program. I'm just totally delighted. I've been involved in Earth Day for 40 years. I was in Seattle on that first event and was very, very active. I won't go into all the details, but I'm so pleased to be a part of this program, this evolving in Cannon Beach. And 04, my wife came home from Parks and Community Service Committee, which she is a member, and I said, hey, we're not going to have an Earth Day. So I volunteered us. So from that time on, and that was in February, so the time to get ready for Earth Day in February is, gives you about 60 days. And we put together a program that was started out in what one presenter described as the Quonset Hut, which is a school auditorium, elementary school. And we sat in there amongst us. We were all looking at each other really quite closely because there weren't a lot of visitors. And some of our members came by and said, well, why are we here? It's such a beautiful day. Why aren't we outside? So from that time, the next year in 05, we were outside and we wove through the city and we had our various booths in various places around the city. And all those presenters said, you know what? We can't see each other. So from that point, then we came to the idea, well, hey, we got to be together. So we organized. That was the first year we had a parade. And the parade was, we couldn't get a permit. We couldn't get a permit to go down the main street of the city, but we could go on the sidewalk. So we wove around in and out of the city buildings and finally arrived.
Sidewalk parade, huh?
And finished at the Coaster Theater where we had a little presentation, get together. And that year, the following year, then we had a real street fair. We had a real parade down the main street. We got to use both sides of the street. We had to have the cars in the way, but we did have the main street all the way through town. And ended up at the bank where we had all these presenters, about 10 of them at that time. This year, we've evolved to having 15 full different presenters, and they're all highly environmentally aware, and you'll have a great time if you're able to make that part of the event. I should back up a little bit.
Now, I want to back up further than probably you want to back up.
Back up.
Why are you so passionate about this? What made you want to get involved so immediately as soon as you hit the Cannon Beach city limits?
Well, you know, it goes back a lot longer. That first event in 1970, a Boeing aircraft company brought in some high hitters. Eddie Albert of Greensleeves was the main presenter, and he'd just flown across the United States. This is 1970 now, and he noticed the air that he'd been traveling through looked pretty soupy. And he was very upset about it, and he played his passion out. I'd also read about Rachel Carlson and Silent Springs, and all of a sudden, from being a sort of a drive-too-fast guy on the street corner with a too powerful of a car, I decided that things needed to be changed. And the first thing that needed to be changed was me and my attitude. So since that time, 40 years, I've put on a lot of Earth Days, and this is the highlight.
Don't you think all across the board, the first thing that needs to change is me and my attitude?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, everyone who's involved, every single person on this planet, has to address that. Me and my attitude. That's where everything begins. Correct.
Right. No question. You know, we are getting to the point where we've made some remarkable steps. You know, our cars get a lot better gas mileage. My cars, when I first was in high school, they get about 5 miles a gallon. They're very powerful, but they're very inefficient. And now I rode over here today with Jeff, and his car, little car, gets 25 miles a gallon, which, and I know Valerie has VW. She's driven a VW for years, which is very commendable. Both those cars are very commendable because they're very, they're peppy and they look great and they get very excellent gas mileage, and they provide a good model for a lot of us.
Yeah. So let's, Jeff, pick up where the Earth Day celebration in Cannon Beach has transformed itself. Tell us about what's going on there right now as we speak.
Well, we already had some really nice programs in place. Of course, Spring Unveiling and Sculpture of the Walls are big projects on their own, really big, wonderful arts events. But we also had the Earth, Wind, and Seas lecture series, which was a very nice series of talks, but they weren't as well attended as people would like, and they weren't as well promoted as people would like. You know, everyone's volunteering. It's hard to find the energy to get out there and promote all this stuff. And we felt that there would be a nice way to package all these events together, since it's all about arts and the environment and Mother Earth, and kind of make a more cohesive series of events. We also wanted to pull into that the fact that Haystack Rock Awareness Program has wonderful, like, bird scopes they set up on the beach and tide pool programs throughout this period, and we wanted to highlight them as well. So we actually combined a lot of efforts, and we thought a kickoff event would be great fun. As you know, the puffins that live at Haystack Rock, we have one of the most visible and one of the largest tufted puffins. Say that three times fast.
Just try.
Yes, colonies on the planet. So we really wanted to highlight that. And so we paired the Chamber of Commerce, worked with Haystack Rock Awareness Program, and with Cannon Beach Elementary School. And yesterday, the kids gathered on the beach, and we welcomed the puffins back with a large banner, and we played puffin games, and we all saw the puffins through the scopes, many people for the first time. And the kids had a great takeaway from that. And I must say, the adults had as much fun on the beach yesterday as the kids did. But so we just decided we would put all of these events together, many of which were already happening, and just promote them in a bigger way and make sure to have a great 12-day celebration, because I think we all think that Earth Day is far too important for one day.
You know, boy, and that is the truth. And actually, in Cannon Beach, it is truthfully celebrated 365 days a year.
Yes, I would, definitely.
Yes. And I wanted all of you to address, too, the eco-consciousness of this city. Now, in all of Oregon and in Washington, people are much more nature-minded than they are elsewhere. If you haven't lived elsewhere, as I have, you might not be stunned to see the level of consciousness here in this area. But I think it's magnified in Cannon Beach. And I wanted you to talk about that, and Val, I'd like all three of you to talk about that, about why it is such an important issue in this city.
Well, you know, since I've been hired, one of the things we've discussed is the fact that ecotourism is a great boon for the economy, but it's also bringing in people that hopefully love our environment as much as we do. I think that I could speak pretty safely and say Cannon Beach, most people live there because they love the environment. It's not just the scenery. We love the forest. We love the beaches. It's very important to us. It's kind of our economic backbone, but it's also where our hearts are. So promoting anything from an ecotourism or a green viewpoint in Cannon Beach is a pretty easy job. And it is definitely a case of us as a community putting our money where our mouths are.
Valerie?
First, I want to say that I ran into Barbara Knopp yesterday, and she said that one of the things you guys saw on the beach was a bald eagle.
True.
And that the kids were absolutely thrilled. And that even though they live here and certainly might have had many opportunities to see bald eagles, suddenly there was one reasonably up close and personal, and they were just stunned. She said watching those kids watch that eagle was definitely worth the price of admission. It was really quite something for her. Regarding ecology, I am probably the least of my brethren, but I am learning. I have a daughter. I have two daughters and two sons, but I have a daughter who is a very earth-friendly creature. She leaves no footprint wherever she goes. And she chastises all of us in the family when we are not up to speed. So I am learning, and she taught me how to recycle and was thrilled to see that big ugly thing with the red hood on it, the red top on it, that I could start putting all kinds of things in. So she taught me how to do that. And I think that the answer to why we are involved in it and interested in it is just look out the window. At some point, when you have lived here for a little while, or even if you have just visited here, you realize that it isn't going to stay that way if we don't help it stay that way. It's very easy for too many people to trample things into oblivion. So we have to be careful and take care. HRAP is an example, a wonderful example. Ed, for years, has been Mr. Go-To when it comes to any kind of an environmental question, any kind of an earth-friendly proposition. Well, ask Ed. You know, he'll know whether it's the right thing to do or how to pull it off. And then, of course, with the advent of Jeff, who can promote anything, now we know that we can stretch it into 12 days. And I think that idea was absolutely inspired.
You know, I don't think I appreciated what Cannon Beach really had to offer until one particular day. Now, you have to know, I grew up on the coast, but down in California. And I heard everybody saying, hey, it's low tide in Cannon Beach. Come on, it's low tide in Cannon Beach. And I'm thinking, so?
It happens twice a day, big deal.
So what? But I went out there because I heard a lot of people were going, I'll go out and take some pictures. And for the first time, I saw Haystack Rock at low tide. And I am still stunned. I am still speechless. I had absolutely no idea that you could see these creatures and this beauty without a snorkel and a mask. Mm-hmm. It was pretty darn incredible. Do you remember the question, Ed, that we were addressing earlier? No, he doesn't.
I blank.
We were talking about the eco-consciousness of Cannon Beach and why it seems to be more magnified than in many other places.
Well, I think Valerie offered an excellent summary of the fact that it's sort of beautiful. You know, people come there. We all came there because it's a euphoric zone. You can't help but get excited when you come to walk on the beach, you look at the sunsets, you look at the mountains, the whole interaction, you have the wildlife. And, you know, the city and the chamber have done one fabulous job, I think. You know, if for a while I was sort of wondering, could we ever match up? We have the environmental community, we have the business community. Are the twains going to meet? And here, all of a sudden, the chamber goes out on a limb and hires this wild-eyed new guy. He's so friendly, he's so green, it must make some of those guys with dollar bills in their eyes look crazy, go crazy. So anyway, I'm just totally elated. There's a lot of different entities that made the hiring of this person who is, if there's a person.
Who is it you're referring to?
I'm talking to the new chamber director.
Oh, Mr.
Jeff
Jewell. They drove up together. I have a feeling that was a paid political announcement, but... No, everybody in town that I've talked to certainly agrees with you. Did you know Valerie was instrumental in Jeff getting this position?
I can believe it. Yes. Yeah, I can. I said, see, when I was sick on Monday, of course, you know that, and I didn't know if I was going to come. So I looked in the paper and I saw, well, Valerie's going to be there. And I said, oh, well, they don't need me.
And I said, I am entirely superfluous here. That nobody needs me if Ed's going to show up.
It's absolutely, you are never superfluous.
I just come for the compliments. Oh, yeah. That's all. I just show up for the compliments.
You are listening to KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM. This is Michael Burkett. The show is After Deadline. My guests are Jeff Jewell, the lovely and talented and effervescent Valerie Ryan, and Ed Johnson. And what I want to do right now, I want to play a trivia game. Now, if you can give me the correct answer to this question, this is a very exciting prize you're going to win. You will win, and only one winner in this group today, you will win your very own free copy of the new issue of the Cannon Beach Citizen and North Coast Citizen, including the 24-page special section, Living Green, featuring a terrific story by Mr. Jewell and a couple of equally fine stories by my own darn self, along with a 12-page full-color special section on the 10th anniversary of Spring Unveiling, complete with stories, maps, and a complete calendar of events. If you want to know what's happening in either the 12 Days of Earth Day and or Spring Unveiling, that's where you turn, the Cannon Beach Citizen or the North Coast Citizen. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to read you a quote, and you have to tell me who said it, all right? Are you ready? Got your thinking caps on?
We're ready.
Ready.
Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
Sounds like George Carlin, but I have
Valerie wins.
Oh. My goodness.
Whoa.
I told you. The smartest person in the room right there, there.
But that's right.
I'll drop by your copy later on today.
I already have about 12. But thank you.
But don't you want one for your wall?
Oh, for my good times book. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait a minute. What's that written in your hand, Valerie Ryan?
This is your brochure.
That's okay. Cheating is allowed on this program. So,
I did not cheat.
No, she did not.
It was a wild guess.
She did a fine, fine job. And personally, I'm very, very proud of you. I'm proud to call you my friend and my columnist.
Hey, I just want to compliment that daughter of hers.
Oh, yes.
She has got her turned around.
You know Leslie. Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Let's talk a bit, Jeff, about Spring Unveiling and what that is going to encompass this year.
Well, Spring Unveiling is a very big kind of must-see event in Cannon Beach. We have three sculptures in the Sculpture Without Walls program. Let's touch on that one very quickly, that have been placed around Cannon Beach. And the citizens visit the sculptures and vote on which one we keep as a community. I have seen all three sculptures this year, and I can tell you it's going to be a very difficult decision.
Have you made your choice? I'm not asking you what it is, but have you made your choice?
No.
No?
I think that choosing will be painful because they're all three fantastic works. And Spring Unveiling sees gallery receptions all over town. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have all kinds of wonderful events. Basically, every gallery in Cannon Beach has numerous notable artists. They're doing receptions. Please feel free to visit our website at www.cannonbeach.org. We have a complete schedule of the receptions in it. But it's hard to pick out a particular gallery showing because they are so fantastic. And we have so many different artists showing very different kinds of work.
All right. And what single event are you most excited about personally? Is it Sculpture Without Walls?
Oh, I'm pretty much equally excited about all events. I have to say, we have a wonderful event on Tuesday evening. We have Steve Wilson. He's the editor of Wind Magazine, and he's also the chair of the Portland Surfrider Foundation. Steve has a project called the Five Gyres Project, where he is visiting the five swirling masses of plastic marine debris, cataloging what they're finding in the oceans, actually creating art out of some of the debris they're bringing on board his ship, fascinating man. You can learn a lot more about him. Google Stiv, you'll see him every place. But he is even a regular contributor to the Huffington Post green section. And I think to have someone of that caliber coming to Cannon Beach on Tuesday night, April 27th at 7 p.m. and talking to us is pretty astounding. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Valerie?
I have a couple of things that I'm interested in. One is Leah Anderson, who's going to be at the Ocean Lodge on Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. I was lucky enough to do an article about her and about her home, which is just lovely, but her art is wonderful. I really enjoyed seeing it, and I want to see more. And also, Coaster Theater will open Almost Maine on Friday night. And those are two things I'm looking forward to. And Carol Riley, for goodness sake. Carol Riley will be at Cannon Beach Arts Association, so that's a good thing. And a wonderful play that Marilyn Taylor, who is a marvelous director, is putting together, a performance of After Magritte, a one act by Tom Stoppard. It's 28 minutes long. There are no reservations, no tickets. It's free admission. It's going to be shown 8 times in the 3 days of spring unveiling. And you're just going to have to drop in at Cannon Beach Arts Association and see if you get there in time for one of them.
I think it's a fascinating idea, a play about art staged in an art gallery.
In an art gallery, 28 minutes long, wonderful director, great cast. Everything that Marilyn does is terrific. And this will be fun.
Ed?
There's a couple of things I wanted to go back to, and I don't think I covered adequately. And one is the parade. The parade starts at 11 o'clock. At 10:30, we're going to have an outstanding staff of face painters available for the kids or anybody else, adults too.
On which day that we're talking
that's
about?
That's on Saturday.
We're talking about Saturday.
This
right.
is for the the actual street fair and the sidewalk, the parade.
Right.
So, and I've got my beautiful costume I brought along here, my puffin, and we're going to try to set a Guinness World Book of Records for the most puffins on the street of Cannon Beach for that one day.
Wow.
And I think we've got a good shot at it because I didn't get a chance to go down the beach yesterday, but I understand that there were a whole bunch of Cannon Beach kids are all decked out in their puffin masks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, and we're going to have a goat there. We're going to have Turtle Man. We got, like I said, we're going to really, it's going to be quite the parade.
Is the goat going to be done up like a puffin?
There was a rumor that it might have some orange tufts, but I don't know. Yellow tufts, pardon me. And following that street, the parade will be the street fair, and we have 15 different organizations. Sharon Elfie will be there with her educational birds. And animals, she's always fabulous. Keith Chandler with his touch tanks from the aquarium. We have people from the Oregon Department of Energy. We've got somebody from the U.S. the Save the Chimpanzee. Restitution and release of U.S. chimpanzees. So from U.S. labs. That's going to be cool. So there's lots of stuff that's going to be really worth time, and you're going to be in contact with people that are really, really knowledgeable, and I totally encourage you to participate in that event.
You know,
all events, actually.
The tufted puffins are brought up so much, and they are such a big attraction to Cannon Beach, and people should know, one of the things that I love every year, because they're pretty far away up on Haystack Rock, but they line up telescopes along the beach. Mm-hmm. And you can get a pretty darn close-up look at them. And is there really? Is there a cuter animal on the planet than a tufted puffin, not counting my own self?
A more ungainly one?
That's part of their cuteness.
Yeah, I became a puffinista last year. I had never been a convert, but some cousins of mine came to town.
How could you not be?
Easy. One of my cousins came to town, and she said, you know, I hear about these puffins, So I took her down to the beach, and I said, well, here, pretending that I knew what I was doing, turned them over to the oxwangs immediately and said, would you please show these people a puffin? And they were just gaga, and I said, push them aside, and said, well, let me see. Well, I stood there for half an hour. I mean, I really became a puffinista. They are darling to watch. They are absolutely irresponsible parents. They push their kids off the rocks and run away. They're just
I did
terrible.
That as a parent, and I saw nothing wrong with
and
it.
And I think, you know, before we get too airborne, airborne. There is one thing that I need to add here. Do you realize that canned puffin is sold in Iceland? I just want to throw that into the mix.
Well,
here.
Thanks, Val.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it.
You've depressed all of us now.
I knew that you'd like it. But see, I think that once we really have our pile together, we have to go to Iceland and educate those folks.
Yes,
we do.
You don't
eat them. You worship them. That's what we do. Okay?
All right, yes.
All right.
Yeah. I've never ate a puffin in my life.
I don't intend to.
After watching them, and I don't see how anyone could eat a puffin.
I don't either. Yeah. Of course, I don't know anyone.
They're
could eat
fantastic
a
little creatures. Yeah. We had a lot of school children that fell madly in love with puffins on the beach yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah.
It was a wonderful event.
And are the puffins out in full force right now?
They are out in full force. In fact, we counted, I believe, 23 of them yesterday, very easily visible.
Live or in cans?
None of them in cans. A few in burrows, none in cans. Thank God.
And they aren't pushing their children away yet.
No, they aren't.
It's too early. It's
they
too
aren't.
Soon.
Ed,
it's too
I'm
soon.
Really sorry Val brought that up. I apologize.
it needs
he
to
knows.
Be said.
He
it needs
knows.
To be said. Yeah, I've read a lot about how they have such a dearth of those Atlantic puffins, which are a little bit different than ours. I mean, the sophisticated people of Cannon Beach certainly recognize the difference of those people in Cannon Beach who do not have a real tufted puffin and still masquerading as though they have Atlantic puffin with their eyes incorrectly done and their lacking of tufts on their...
Tufts, yeah.
So, come to Cannon Beach and you'll be able to see those puffins. Come tonight for our annual Gaylord Nelson banquet, which will be featuring some lucky entity who will be recognized for their outstanding contribution to the habitat and the environment of Cannon Beach. And so,
are you going to tell us who it is?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, shucks.
I will not. I will not. I do know. Happen to know personally. Yes, that the selection has been made. It was with a great deal of consternation, but thorough input from the members who have been previously selected as Gaylord Nelson people.
Should we force this information out of him,
do
you think?
Do you want to hold him
down? I'll hold him down. Okay.
I'll tickle him.
I'll tickle him. Okay. All right. We'll get it.
Now, Val, we only have just a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to talk a bit about what... These combined events, Earth Day, the 12 Days of Earth Day, and Spring Unveiling mean to the merchants of Cannon Beach?
A great deal. It can be a real windfall for us. Some of it is weather dependent, of course, as is everything that is done in Cannon Beach. But that said, when you start promoting something as well as this has been promoted and as broadly as it's been promoted, it does bring people to town. It brings day trippers and it brings overnight guests. And they come and take full advantage of the things that are available for free. And the galleries will feed them and give them wine and get them in a really, really good mood so they walk the streets and buy books and clothes and other things. So it can be a real windfall for us. And it's just great to see the town so lively.
Jeff, you got about 15 seconds on the same topic.
Oh, well, I think Valerie said it so beautifully. I'd rather share a humorous thing from the beach yesterday.
Okay, do it quickly.
We had this great show where the kids found out how hard the puffins work to feed their young, and they noted that, and one of the parents said, so they are much like people.
Yeah. I thank you so much for listening to After Deadline. This is Michael Briquette, the editor of the North Coast Citizen and Cannon Beach Citizen. I want to thank my guests, Jeff Jewell, Valerie Ryan, and Ed Johnson, for telling us all about the 12 Days of Earth Day and the Spring Unveiling, and we wish you the very best of Fridays.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.